This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father John Giuliani of All Saints Catholic Church of Lake Wylie, South Carolina.
Today we celebrate the revelation of the Lord to all the nations that Jesus came not only for the chosen people of Israel, but for all people, Jew and Gentile alike. And this story of the three magi, or three wise men, or three kings, has to be seen in contrast to Luke's story of Jesus being manifested to the shepherds. The shepherds were young men. They received the revelation by an angel, and they found Jesus and worshiped. The three magi were older. They were retired kings. They probably had abdicated their thrones in favor of their sons. And they undertook this long, arduous journey following a star. They followed a scientific method. But nonetheless, they undertook a very difficult journey, and they found Jesus. And we're told they worshiped him. They gave him homage. And then they gave him that which was so precious, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And I was thinking, all of us are called to undertake a spiritual journey. For some, it's a religious experience. For others, that might be an experience of emptiness in their life. There might be a need for something greater, and they undertake this search until they find God, or meaning, or whatever we want to call it. But the three magi gave Jesus gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And I was thinking, what does God want from us today? I don't know if it's precious gifts, except maybe that which is most precious, which is our heart. He wants a place in our lives. And I would hope that all of us continue the journey. I don't think we're ever all set. We can always discover God at a deeper level in our life. But there's no dispensation from undertaking that search for God. We all need to do that. There's something about Jesus who said, "Come to me, all who are burdened, and I'll give you rest." There's something about getting up out of our complacency or out of our comfort zones to find God in a deeper way. And it's a continual process. We Catholics never talk about we're saved. No, we're in the process of finding God over and over again and growing in our faith each and every day. But there's something about coming to the Lord. There's something about coming up for communion, where we come up to embrace the Lord and let him embrace us. Because Jesus wants to give us something that's also precious, and that's a sense of his love, a deeper sense of his presence in our hearts, and that spiritual fulfillment that only God and God alone can fix. You know, St. Augustine, a brilliant, brilliant man, searched for God continually in his life, and he followed cults, and he did this, and he did that. Yet nothing satisfied that longing in his heart until he found Jesus. And then he said, "Lord, you were like a dog that pursued me." They call it, someone wrote a book, The Hound of Heaven. And it was the story of St. Augustine and his search for God and God's search for him. And the Lord said, "I will seek out the lost." He said, "You know, I'll leave the 99 sheep that are found to find one that's lost." And then he picks it up and puts it on his shoulders and carries it home. And that's the kind of God we have. But there's something about letting God find us too. You know, sometimes we play hide and seek with God. Some people, their whole life is running away from God, running away from reality. And I think the Lord searches for us too. And in the dynamic of us looking for God and God looking for us, usually there's a happy meeting. And I would hope all of us during this year of 2021 find God in a more dynamic way, despite everything that's going on in our lives. There might be a depression that's sort of overtaking the world because of this COVID, but we can't let it get to us because the Lord is Lord of the world. He's Lord of COVID. He's the Lord of our hearts. He's the Lord of our life. And we can't let anything diminish that light. And the three magi, you can imagine the journey they undertook and all kinds of obstacles. They never gave up.
And there's something about searching and not getting discouraged or disheartened. I was happy to hear in the translation of Holy Family Sunday, they used to have the reading, fathers, don't nag your children. And now they use the word discourage. I think nagging is a good, maybe for the mothers, I don't know, but that we can't discourage people. And God doesn't want us to get discouraged. The word courage comes from heart, the heart. And our heart searches for God. So, my dear people, I hope this is a good year for us, that we find God in a more dynamic way, and that we're able to bring his light. Because when those three kings left Bethlehem, they were very riding high, because Jesus had given them a sense of fulfillment and love that nothing else could have satisfied. And the Lord alone can satisfy the deepest yearnings of the human heart. So I hope we not only find that, but then are able to translate it and bring it to this waiting world. Let us profess our faith.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father John Giuliani of All Saints Catholic Church of Lake Wylie, South Carolina. On Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.